The nation saw the peaceful transfer of power with the inauguration of President Joe Biden. It was a sparse but hopeful affair, and for Delmarva Public Media essayist George Merrill, it was as if the nation had emerged from a long winter.
Joe Biden is now our president. I'm pleased and I'm hopeful. I was thrilled that he was elected. I found the 4 years of the Trump era oppressive, as if I were ducking one outrage and insult to America after another. It just wore me down. What surprised me, though, was how mixed my feelings were watching the inauguration. I should have been ecstatic. Before Biden made an appearance, I watched as people gathered at the Capitol. There were several from Congress, a few from the entertainment world, a young poet, and three of our ex-presidents. Mike Pence came and milled about congenially. He'd come to affirm a peaceful transfer of power. I almost wept when I saw Obama and Bush. Whatever differences they may have had politically, each of these men served with dignity and respect for the office. I was surprised at the impulse to weep. Weep for what, I wondered. After all, this was an auspicious beginning for new possibilities, being led by a man who knew and understood the workings of a democracy, having served the country for 48 years. It took me a while, but I caught on to what was going on inside of me. I can best explain it this way. When I was a practicing psychotherapist, I had learned about seasonal complaints of depression occurring significantly in springtime. Spring, when buds appear on trees and bushes, daffodils arrive, the delicate shades of green and yellow cover the landscape. How can this be, I wondered. Except for skiers who like it, most people just endure winter. It's a kind of grit your teeth and bear it mindset. Then spring arrives. The air is scented, the crocuses pop up, and the world seems to come alive after a long, cold, and dreary hiatus. And there's the rub. Because we may have psychologically hardened ourselves to how dreadful the winter really was, the bounties of spring created the kind of contrast that emotionally revealed just how harsh and colorless the winter was. Instead of rejoicing in the merry months of springtime, the mind, in contrast, recalled just how dreadful winter was, and as a result, it started feeling down. I reacted to the inauguration in a similar way. During Trump's presidency, I'd come to know the White House as a place soiled and exploited by its residents. It housed endless deceits, treacheries, lies, absurd claims, promoting abuses of power that were costing American lives, prestige, and resources. Now it was over. Trump was out. A decent and competent public servant was taking up residency. I saw men and women of power attending the inauguration because it was the right thing for the country. It seemed good to me. The White House, swept and cleaned, will soon be garnished with hope. I'm feeling better. George Merrill on the shore.